Begin the current daf. Misaf this bum mitzvah daf to zayin. Begin on base. Begin turns not to begin the words. The gemara soda shani lekech, the field that I'm going to buy, which legacy in the zoo. The gears is not this field. They come from the fact that later on the gemara has to tell us well it came and I swear I feel like a soda zoo that he said it even by this field. Halab befershim is when he explicitly says this. Obviously, the gears is not with the word zoo. Makes this master begin with the gemara b'shtari chal to asa v'derchasa the lab b'nei peroin. And those are different because those cannot be paid up, and therefore that's why there's no chashash peroin. Shtari says tame. It's a wonder because shtari v'derchasa am I lab b'nei peroin. And why is there no possibility of it being paid up? Kibin adayin lezocha b'karka. What do you mean? He doesn't merit the property. That's shakasubli shtari chal to asa until they write from the shtari chal to asa. So there could be payment. So too shortly, the comment of the Gemara says, well, he caused a loss to himself. He should have torn it up. He should have written a document of a sale. By the shtar adachasa, shadayin hakarke biyadai, that the property is still by him. The question is, what do you mean? Why did he cause a loss to himself? But he could say, I paid it. So the question is on both of these Gemaras, why is there no Perayin? The Shabbat says, what you can say is the Shtar HaDechasa, when we're explaining over here regarding Shtar HaDechasa, not going to leave it to Rabba. We're specifically saying, like the way Rabba says, the Islay Perik HaMaf, later on the Flam Hema days, that the Achol Peiri, that you eat the produce, Mechimata HaDechasa Liyadeh, then the moment you get the HaDechasa to your hand. Imkain, if that's the case, Liyagulamay Perat, you can't say anymore, I paid up, Kimishkva Zacha Bekarka, because he already was Zeichem. Some add on the Girsa Hamalvo that the lender already got it, the karak already at that point. And Ularavo, or some have the Girsa Ularavo, the Islay that he holds, Michichalmo Yomedach Razasa, that from when the days of announcement finish, the Dvar Yamin Masnitin, so according to him, we'll explain the Mishnah, Chaltasa Gredasa Greda. Only we're going to call tasa, and actually yes, shvarim the legacy of the chasa. Some cases don't have the chasa, and you're right. It would only apply by chal tasa, like with the French, in, because then you could say parati. Next test master begin with the words of the gemara. Abish akasa by hempik liachsa. Even if a hempik was written, you don't give it back. Test the same. It's a wonder because the mashmit sounds like the ayri that we're talking about. Ein chayiv meida that the guilty party doesn't admit. Kedama, like we say, because of Lulu's Balilava, that maybe he wrote the bar, but it didn't borrow. Lekach liyavzer, and okay, that's why that you don't return it, because the chashin leperoin, because then we're concerned for payment. That's only because it doesn't admit the thing in the first place. That's what it sounds like. But if the bar would admit. Oh, then yachse. Then you would give it back. Because A, we're not concerned for kenunya, and we're not concerned that maybe it's paid up. And that really he just wants to go back and borrow with it now. Just like it doesn't have to pay for the scribe again. That's what sounds like. So it's taste of kasha is difficult because they'll come on later on the gemara of Yitzayin and Alav. Amar Yechanan he says star shekosta beizmanoi by bayam. If they find a document that the day was written that day. Because of a hempik and it was verified in the court, so then Yaksa, then you return it to the lender. Mukler of Kahana. Rav Kahana explains this, when the borrower admits to the loan, but it's only if it's written that day itself. Aval in it's not written that day itself. You cannot return it. Because they might just want to gain those few pennies or whatever, a few coins that it costs to write a new scroll, which is incorrect. It's not on this new loan. I'm sure it's deceitful, where it already was paid up, but they just want to go and split the profits from the Nechaz Mishabad. And Mechel El, so to previous Navi Gimel Beis Okir Rabbi Yechon Masnitin, the Matzah Shtari Chayiv, when you find a document of a debt, Loyavs, you don't return it, Bechayiv Maidah. It's when the guilty party admits. Shem Kenunya, it's because of trickery, the Sabri Rabban hold that the Imbay Chrayis, that when there's no insurance, still Gavinam Mishabadi, you collect from Mishabadim. And some Gersois have the next word, some don't, but Tanikabar said Rabbi Yechanan. But what Taisa's question is, there seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yechanan, because over there, it sounds like that if you find a document that's not on the date that it was written, then you don't return it to the lender, even if the borrower admits, because we are chayshev for parayin kanunya. Not like in our circuit, we see Rabbi Yechanan, that we're not concerned for parayin when the borrower admits that he didn't pay it up. So that's Tzayzvi. So what you could say is, Tamaran, you know, it's from Machlekes Tamaran, believes Rabbi Yechanan according to Rabbi Yechanan, as follows. Rav Kahana, Yamin Hocha Milso, Rabbi Yechanan, he's going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, Av Kishchayev Maida, even the guilty party admits, Umashim Kanunya, and because of the concern of Kanunya. Rabbi the Mefarish, but according to Rabbi that explains, Davka Kishayin Chayev Maida, it's only if the guilty party doesn't admit, because of Kishchayev Maida, but if the guilty party does admit, then you have to, then you do return, because Lach Hashli Kanunya. That you're not concerned for a kanunyan. Yes, so Yamanam Masnit Del El is going to explain this in our previous mission, because Shechayiv Maida when the guilty party admits. Because of Lubas Vilei Lava, and because of the concern that maybe he wrote to bar and they didn't bar, Kravasi, the way Ravasi says, as we had on Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, Ravasi explains the mission that even though in general you don't write generally a star for the Lava without the Malva, a star that's all, you have to be concerned, okay, maybe it did happen that they. They wrote a shtar also before the hava. But Abel hechad lekel mechirish. But when there's no concern because of lovas v'loy lava, that maybe it was written to bar without being barred. Can remember shtarik no, which anyways you're being makna right now. Oh, because of a hempik over hempik was written that you know it was done. Kiyachal like over here. Then you're right. Yachse, you will return it to lichashina likanunya because they're not concerned for kanunya. So it's machlekes in the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara that previously had said that the Gemara base the time the Kanunya that the reason of Kanunya explaining this not necessarily does Rabbi Yechanan hold as we said that those hold is not chesh for Kanunya. So that's sovak abaya that holds like abaya tamei idu bechasum of zochmai that was going in shitas abaya who holds that. He was mazak already with the Aden. Another every star the Shib Nachasim takes effect right away with the signature of the witnesses, even though the Havo is not given yet. Therefore, you don't have to be concerned that maybe he borrowed without having borrowed. Or Ikri Bekasiv Loyaminan, or because that the Gemara there holds that since in general you don't write a document to borrow without the lender. So even the star that it happens that they did. You don't have to be concerned that maybe that did happen and that they wrote it to borrowed before the loan. And therefore the Gemara there explains that, the intent of Rabbi Yechanan is for a chashash of Kenanya. Well, because he established as a denier, so that's it, he never pays up ever again. Which says, there's about my question that, later on, the Gemara says that if a person denies, he's not believed for the money itself. So what Taisa essentially is asking is maybe what Rav Avoh meant to say was in this money itself. So on that says Taisa that Hocha the Nafal Shani. Here where it fell is different, meaning the Mucha Milsa that actually would support him because it's obvious the Mishum Hachi, that's why Lahaya Nizal Shamrai. That the lender wasn't careful to watch a lefisha par halayva, because the bar actually paid up. So although generally we say that at least in the money itself, you're right, then he's also confident that we know he didn't pay, and Hiddig was assuming that even in the money itself, that who said he doesn't pay, is because of the flaw of there's a flaw against the lender that if he true that he wasn't paid up, then he wouldn't have dropped it, and that's why we're saying that well maybe he did pay it.